Back now with Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Today, Wall Street investors are watching nervously, hoping for good news from a raft of corporate profit reports expected out this week. The Dow Jones Industrials today were brought to their lowest level since last November's presidential election. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us now. Bob, the investors are nervous. Why?
Well, you have to take a step back and look at what's been happening since the year began. Oil prices have been going up, 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 and the Federal Reserve has kept raising interest rates and also raising alarms about the threat of inflation. And surveys show consumers are less optimistic about the economy in general. Now, corporate America is tallying up the results of all that. And as Larry Wachtel of Wachovia Securities told me, Wall Street doesn't like what it's hearing.
Remember, the market has been a sad sack all year. And we kept hearing about how the first quarter earnings were going to bail us out. The first quarter earnings were going to change the tone. Well, the first quarter earnings have been a flop, frankly.
Last week ended with gloomy news from IBM, which is one of the stocks tracked by the Dow Industrial Average. And Friday's slide was the biggest one-day loss in almost 2 years. The Dow lost 420 points over several days. And now it seems Wall Street's case of the jitters is stretching into a new week. Blue chip stocks are being dragged down again today by a discouraging quarterly profit report from 3M, which is another Dow component.
Well, there is a bright spot, and that would be the energy prices. Shouldn't people, investors, be just a bit perked up by that?
Well, no, it's true that crude oil prices did fall sharply last week for the second straight week. But guess what? They've bumped back up again today, rising 36 cents, and that's pushed them back up above the $50 mark on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Some analysts have been saying that oil prices will continue to be volatile because nothing has really changed the world's thirst for oil, and there's still plenty of geopolitical tension to keep prices high.
Well, if you can answer this question, we can all make some money here. When would things turn around, do you think, on Wall Street?
Well, there is hope. This might help. Word today that Bank of America's net income shot up 75%, boosted by its recent merger with Fleet Boston and a jump in consumer checking accounts. And then there's Eli Lilly, which reported earnings rose 84%. The company's cancer drugs posted strong sales gains. But Wall Street's tended to see the glasses half empty lately, and sales of several important drugs were hurt by competition from rival products at Eli Lilly. So it's anybody's guess when Wall Street will be satisfied with some of these results. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into what fiscal questions the Cardinals are looking at as they meet to select the next pope.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Noah.